Attainment with Attitude is sponsored by Attainment Inc. and Leadership Management Inc. Attainment and LMI help business leaders to make measurable behavior changes necessary to achieve their goals. Each week, we will follow the progress of an Attainment client through their 8-week program and hear how the client is working through fears and obstacles that stand in the way of their goals. Take the free Strategic Leadership Skills Questionnaire at attainmentinc.com. Linda, Rick, welcome back to the program.
Hi, John.
Hello, John.
All right, we got you both there. Great.
Yep.
Linda, let's start off by talking about what was supposed to happen this past week here for Rick.
Yeah, well, you might recall that Rick has, it was kind of between trips. He was going from D.C., and he's here for a week, and he's going to be gone a couple of weeks. But he's really stayed focused, and that's one of the benefits of the goal setting and accountability that he's working on. This week was about time management. So he listened and read the lesson several times. And he did some case studies, he did a time management questionnaire, and he identified an amazing thing happened for Rick this week. He actually found 2 or 3 hours a week that he's able to free up and reinvest in high payoff activities because he delegated a task that he's been doing every week.
Okay, so let's step back just a little bit here. Rick, let's take a quick moment and remind our listeners of what your three goals are that we're tracking you on here for the 8-week program.
Yes, John. My first goal is to increase our company sales by $3 million or 12.5%.
Okay.
My second goal is to develop employee potential, and we're working with one employee in particular. And my third goal is developing teamwork and reducing conflict resolution. Not nearly as lofty as the goals you just described, but still about all I can handle.
Okay, all right. So Linda said a couple of things I want to follow up with you on then. And I want to see the relationship with these three goals. So the first one is that I understand the lesson for the week was improving results through better time management. So
Yes. How
are you doing with that?
Doing real well with it. The thing that Linda mentioned that I had delegated was signing a bunch of checks for paying certain bills each week.
Mm-hmm.
And I've delegated that to somebody else and working on a better way for me to check to make sure mistakes aren't made, which was the reason I was spending all that time signing them before, and I'm not going to do that anymore.
What kept you from delegating that before?
Well, probably just not thinking about what I'm doing enough to really think that that's something that I could delegate. I really started examining what I was doing this week. Linda had me start doing a time analysis each day, and I really wasn't realizing I was spending that much time on it each week.
So, and this is actually physically signing the checks?
Yes, uh-huh.
So I'm guessing that to turn that kind of responsibility over to somebody else in the company might be feeling kind of risky for you there.
Well, I trust the people I turned it over to, and I feel that they've got a lot of good knowledge about what to look for to make sure there's not big errors made. And I'm going to also follow up. I am going to check their work.
All right, so you're not losing control.
Not entirely, but giving a lot of it up.
Okay, all right. So that was that was one of the low payoff activities that you identified then?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. So how are you spending your time differently now? If you're able to delegate that task, what do you get in exchange for that?
Well, of course, I'm working on these three goals more this week and working with our sales manager to state how he's going to manage his time to contribute to the balance of the sales goal that isn't being handled by the new salesperson we hired, because there was a certain amount of it the new salesperson was going to take, and then there was a certain amount of it that was going to be retained by the existing sales manager. So I'm asking him to tell me how he's going to spend his time to contribute to the goal, and so that's giving me time to do that more. I'm also working not only with this first employee that I've been working with on developing employee potential, which, by the way, he's doing really good with his goal, and he's told me how much he's enjoying the class he's taking and looking forward to taking some more classes. But I'm also asking every one of the managers, or the key people within the organization, I should say, to tell me what they're doing, spending their time, what, you know, they feel they're spending most of their time doing. And I'm going to start examining that to see if we can maybe rearrange things or I may, when I sit down with the individual, discover there's something they don't particularly like to do, but there's something else that they would rather do, and try to rearrange things to help them manage their time better. So that's something I've started this week that I'm going to be spending more time on.
So, I'm sorry, Rick, let me just interrupt you real quickly. How much time did you free up?
About 3 hours a week.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah, it's quite
a huge opening.
It's quite a bit. And you know, also, I also had some good points that I learned from the lesson this week that I'm trying to integrate into my business to maybe save even more time. And, excuse me, the first is to better manage my time, to plan my business so that I don't have to spend time putting out fires. And, you know, that's like, you know, I used to check each check to make sure there wasn't a mistake and then turn it back. Well, I'm going to try to let someone else do that and try to teach them how to look for the mistakes to where I don't have to. And, you know, then I'm not putting out the fire. I'm planning my business so I don't have to put out the fire, so to speak. And there's other areas I can do that in, too. And also that I'm working on managing my time better. And then from there, look at how others interact with me to manage the time they spend with me.
So it sounds like you're taking what you've learned working with Linda, and now you're applying it to the other people in your company, to helping them find out what their time wasters are and how they could be spending their time differently.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am doing that.
So, Linda, I think you must be pretty happy to hear that right now.
You know, it's so exciting when you hear something very specific about freeing up 3 hours a week. Think of what that is in a whole year's time. And it's not just 1 year, it's forever. And what he can do for his business, what Rick can do for his business to move it up to the next level by reinvesting that time, it's very exciting.
Well, I what I mean also is that it sounds like the student is becoming the teacher.
Yes.
Right?
That's true.
I mean, that's probably the best thing we can hope for, those of us that do consulting and training, right?
That's when you know that it's really gotten in there. That's exactly right.
Jackpot, exactly. So, so Linda, just from your side of this equation, what do you think is one of the common reasons why we're so reluctant to give up these low-level activities and not pursue the high payoff activities, as you call them?
You know, John, what Rick said is so common that so much of it that I see with business owners is just habit and not being aware of, you know, and that it's so funny because when we start working with them, they start tracking their time. Sometimes they're almost embarrassed because then they just decide just like that, like, why am I doing this? And they just stop doing it. So awareness is one of the biggest things that I've seen.
So it sounds like there's this moment of realization that comes from just simply taking a look at how they are spending their time.
Right.
Okay.
And then defining those high payoff activities and comparing the ideal to reality.
Okay. Well, Rick, congratulations on freeing up 3 hours a week. That's pretty big news.
Thank you. I'm happy.
Now, I see the obvious effect this could have on your three goals. I mean, obviously you have now the time to spend, especially on goal number two. Well, all of them, really. You talked about how you're spending more time with your salespeople to affect goal number one, to increase the sales by $3 million.
Mm-hmm.
You have more time to develop your management team so they keep the problems solved within themselves instead of having to run to you all the time.
Yes.
And then the time to work one-on-one with this other employee that you have.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, that's absolutely fantastic. So what's congratulations on that's a great week for you.
Yeah. Don't tell your wife you have all this extra time, by the way, because you're
honeydews. Get some honeydews.
Absolutely not.
What's
to listen this week?
What's on tap for us this coming week?
This coming week is called The Art of Delegation, which really goes hand in hand here with the time management, and many times at this point of the process, people have already begun identifying those tasks to delegate. But what Rick is going to do is list every single task that he currently does himself and see if there's anyone who could do it better or for less time or money or just for their development.
Rick, my advice to you, get rid of all of it.
God, I'm working on it.
You're the owner. Get rid of all of it.
The long-term goal.
Yeah. That's right.
Go on vacation. Yeah. Do nothing. Let it run itself.
All right. Well, you've got some homework. So I can't wait to hear how things go next week. And at some point, I'd love to have an update, too, on just some of the progress you're making on those three specific goals to see how close we are to achieving those measurable objectives that we set weeks ago.
Oh, he has great steps that he's taking on those.
Oh, I can see the progress. Yeah, it's fantastic. So good work, everybody. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye. Bye.